why you do it. And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is on.
Okay, well, we're here. Thank you. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Monday night edition of the program, and once again, thank you for joining me. Radio Avenger will be with you, Lord willing, for the next 2 hours, and we, of course, will invite phone calls during that time span, and we will take them. As we do regularly, there are a number of things that we should definitely be discussing, however. And, of course, you know that Mr. Bush's pick for new AG, Mr. Mukasey, is a very interesting individual. Don't know everything about him yet, but the fact that George Bush picked him certainly would indicate a proclivity that is not good news. It is not good for the nation. We know that Mr. Olson has been overlooked and sidetracked. Ted Olson, of course, we heard a lot about ruminations that he would face a lot of opposition from the honorable statesmanlike people, like Mr. Schumer Scum, Senator Schumer Scum from New York, and of course the woman there that's running for Politburo. Hillary, I think, is her name. So Mr. Bush, of course, appoints this former federal tyrant or federal judge as his choice to replace Mr. Gonzalez as attorney general. And when you get Democrats saying that Bush makes a good choice, oh, boy, you better watch out. You better not shout. You better pout. Because as a chief judge of the U.S. District Court of the Southern District of New York, Mukasey, of course, as you know, presided over a number of high-profile terrorism cases. And he knows, as Mr. Bush would say, he knows the importance of fighting terror. He knows how important it is to put everything aside. Maybe we can just throw out the Constitution as well. Because terrorism is two more important. Two more, yeah. Far more. Far greater. It's more important than the Constitution. And we know that those terrorists are out to get us, and those nasty, villainous people all over the planet just woke up one day and decided they were going to hate America. No reason at all. No reason whatsoever. And they all hate us. And we're all one nation, united behind the Fuhrer, the President. So, if approved by the Senate, Mukasey would take charge of this Justice Department, which, of course, is not a Justice Department, but an Injustice Department. We will learn more and talk more about him this week. And, of course, Bob Chapman is scheduled to be with us Wednesday night as well. All right? Our number here is 800-313-9443. That's the number, toll-free. Let me get some issues up here because one of them, of course, happens to be what an honorable individual indeed. None other than the former chairman of the Federal Reserve Board, Alan Redspan. We shall return, talk a little bit about his new book and his new look. We shall return with more Uncensored Radio Free America, only here at republicbroadcasting.org.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains six DVDs that contain 10 different programs, two books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
I know the human being and fish can coexist peacefully.
Yes, 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 we've heard, we've heard. Now, which is George Bush, human or fish? All right. Well, I don't know about you, but, you know, when these characters leave their positions of power, they always seem to be able to put together some sort of a book. And I won't pay for the books. I don't buy them. If I want them, I get them for free. I'm not going to pay for them. That's for sure. And that's what it's all about, book selling. And why anybody would really want to read anything that Alan Redspan would want to write at this juncture would certainly be of surprise to me. I have no idea why. Here is a man who is a total and complete failure in every sense of the word. Here is a man, Alan Greenspan, who, of course, presided over the Federal Reserve Post for nearly three decades, and you know what has happened to the dollar in those periods, those critical years. The dollar has been virtually destroyed, and Alan Greenspan continues to tout his supposed libertarian philosophy, which, of course, as you know, is as sincere and as honest as the dollar. A man who, of course, was a devout follower of Ayn Rand and the Atlas Shrugged objectivist philosophy. Well, the reality of the situation is that he is neither a true objectivist nor is he a libertarian. And the reason is very simple. Had he been a libertarian, he would never have assumed the post of chairman of the Federal Reserve System, which ought to be abolished. In fact, he even said that. Many years ago, several decades ago, he made the boast that he would never want to be chairman of the Fed because it would be an improper function of government, which, of course, is not a government agency. But he actually totally despised it, supposedly. This is what he said. Then he winds up as chairman of the Federal Reserve, like a politician, which is what he is. Now in his book, as many of you know, he comes out in the book and says that the ouster of Saddam Hussein was crucial for oil security. Now, this is absolute nonsense. First of all, it is pure internationalist, interventionist gobbledygook. And you need only go back to America's interventionism beginning in World War I, essentially, and unfortunately carried through, as we saw in World War II, because of the interventionism of World War I. It would be the beginning of a whole new unconstitutional foreign policy for America, to be the world's crooked cop on the beat. To somehow assume that we were given a, quote, divine right of kings, to be concerned about what happens on the other side of the world, or thousands and thousands and thousands of miles from our shores. Well, that is in direct opposition to the wishes, to the desires, and to the precepts of the fathers, the founding fathers, who said, let us mind our own affairs and our own business. Stay out of foreign intrigue, foreign affairs, foreign entanglements, and more foreign wars. So Alan Greenspan, this libertarian, this freedom lover, comes along and makes the outlandish statement in his book that it was absolutely essential, quote unquote, to secure world oil supplies. And if that meant going to war against the people of Iraq, so be it, says this Zionazi. Mr. Greenspan, who was the country's top voice on monetary policy, according to the AP and the Washington Post, said that Mr. Bush had to go to war in Iran. Iraq. Yeah, Iran is next. Now, as you know, during all of this time, Mr. Greenspan presided over the debauchery of the currency, of the Federal Reserve note, internationalizing our debt, internationalizing our problems, tying us into the New World Order, and making it a, quote, necessity for America's foreign policy to follow the flow of oil. Not because America needed foreign oil, quite the contrary. America has never, and I repeat, never needed a drop, never mind a barrel, a drop of oil from any other nation. Our nation was blessed, divinely blessed, go to the scriptures, with an abundance of material, an abundance of resource material, an abundance of oil, natural gas, coal, and every conceivable energy source, as well as the oceans and water, to keep us self-sufficient and independent, not interdependent. And it was someone like Henry Kissinger, another former spy, a double agent from Nazi Germany, who worked for the communists, who made America more dependent on OPEC, who made America an enemy in the Arab world. And Saddam Hussein in 1973, when the Arab boycott was on, was the only man who said, I will sell you oil, plenty of it, and cheaply. So what did the United States do to Saddam Hussein just
8 years later, declare war on him and him on Iran. Iran and Iraq, fighting it out, duking it out. And, of course, the United States said, we don't want to see you guys fight, but just in case you should want to fight, here are the weapons. Oh, yes, Donald Rumsfeld was there, and the entire clique of internationalist, globalist, internationalist warmongers, all of them. And what was Greenspan doing during all this time? Well, he was hobnobbing the same way. Yeah, he was helping to forge a monetary policy that brought the dollar down, that brought about a period of vast expansion of the money supply, vast expansion of credit and debt, not only domestically, but on the international horizon. So he was asked, well, what are you saying about Mr. Bush? Are you saying that the motive was for oil? Turned around and he said, I'm just saying that if somebody asked me, Alan Greenspan, are we fortunate in taking out Saddam? I would say it was essential. Not fortunate, essential. Now, the question really is, essential for whom? Even a child with half the brain of a pygmy would see right through such nonsensical Vaseline and say, wait a minute now, hold on. Saddam Hussein was willing to sell the United States oil cheap in the 70s. He was doing it in the 80s and 90s, which we didn't need. Had we not become interdependent, we wouldn't need to buy foreign oil. And yet we were made nearly half dependent. Nearly 50% dependent upon foreign oil. But if, in fact, Saddam was this great threat, and our cheap oil was threatened, and our supply of oil, have you noticed that since Saddam was overthrown and his government illegally invaded by the United States and Britain, have you noticed the price to be much higher now? How dumb. Just how dumb do they think everyone is in this country? My friends, there was absolutely no essential reason to go to war against the people of Iraq any more than there was any reason for the United States to ever be involved in worldwide war or conquest that never touched our shores. These scoundrels, these minions of warfare, bloodthirsty minions of warfare like Greenspan and Kissinger, the architect of betrayal in Southeast Asia, and the whole host of other such kindred spirits of Zionazism, these were the people that brought about the turmoil that now has resulted in a total debacle in the Middle East, in every sense of that word, not just militarily and politically, economically, but in terms of the poisoning of the soil, the air, the water, everything in the Middle East that is now beginning to give us a little blowback. And our children are reaping it. Our young people are reaping it, and we will reap it more than ever before. So much for Alan Redspan and his genius philosophy. My friends, this man should be brought upon a gallows for the damage and harm that he has helped accumulate to America. Instead, he is being heralded, he is being praised, and he is being idolized. Can you imagine how dumb we have become? Be right back. We'll take your calls, 800-313-9443 with Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio, only here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Be right back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
We've just been too busy setting up our businesses. We didn't pay enough attention to what was going on around us. We allowed a bunch of thieves and murderers to get control.
Indeed, and we return to the microphones here at 1-800-313-9443. Jump aboard. First off is Jim in Texas. Hello, Jim.
Rick, are you there?
I'm here.
I'm going to issue a public challenge to you, Rick, to ask you to guess. Now, mind you, your best educated guess as to the ethnicity of our new Attorney General nominee. Now, I know it's going to be a wild guess on your part, but I'd like
you to
guess.
I have no idea, but I would assume he's probably Iranian.
No, he's Guatemalan. No, actually, he's Jewish. I mean, heaven forbid that anybody would ever say that, but, I mean, we never appoint Jewish people at high government positions. It's practically unheard of. Mm-hmm. I mean, we have far more Bolivians in our Justice Department and our State Department than we ever would of these wonderful light unto mankind type people, but unfortunately, just the luck of the draw, this fellow just happens to be Jewish.
Uh-huh.
And I'm amazed.
You are?
Well, no, I'm not amazed.
Why would you be surprised?
I'm surprised by half, so to speak. I mean,
well, this is a neocon Jewish Israeli dominated and run administration. Not that others have not been, really, since Woodrow Wilson's time. But, you know, I didn't think you'd be surprised by that,
no,
would you?
But the thing is, Rick, they used to be a little more hidden in their thing. They used to appoint a lot of Shabbos goy like John Ashcroft and people like that. They would put a front man out here lately, the last 10, 15 years. They don't even try and hide it anymore.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, when you look at someone like Ashcroft, now here's a guy who, to me, is far more dangerous than someone like Mukasey, because Ashcroft was a professed so-called Christian who believed in the Zionazi philosophy of Israel first, the chosen people nonsense, and that we must destroy and tear up whatever remains of our Constitution in order to protect us from those evil Mohammedans.
Right, but
to me, that is far more dangerous coming from a man who says he's a Christian than from someone who's a Jew.
Yeah, he covered up the statue there in the lobby of the Justice Department because they showed some boobs.
Mm-hmm.
This is an idiot like that, but who's also worse than Hagee as far as supporting our wonderful Zionist Jewish brethren. Hagee pales in comparison to what Ashcroft did.
Oh, absolutely. Look at the invasion of the Baptist Church in Indiana. Look at what he did, the crimes that he committed. Look at the massive cover-up that he participated in and the fabrication of evidence with regard to 9/11.
And he did it with a righteous look on his face, like he's just such a wonderful
That's
fellow.
That's what I mean. He's probably more scary than people like Mukasey. Now, you know, Mukasey, of course, is scary. And if you look at some of his caseload and what he has done, I'll tell you, I'm afraid to delve any deeper. But then again, what would one expect from George Bush? And then what would one expect when the Democrats, so-called loyal opponents of the Republican neocons, come along and rubber stamp him and suggest this man would make a perfectly fine attorney general?
Yeah, and Schumer was practically salivating over his fellow brethren there being appointed this. And you know something's wrong.
Well, that scares you, you know, right off the bat. That ought to tell you exactly how dangerous this man truly is, this retired
federal judge. When have you ever heard of one of the brethren saying anything bad about another one of the brethren? I mean, Bush guaranteed this is going to go through. He guaranteed it when he appointed him, and he knew it. They all know it. They can't be that
stupid. Well, I don't know
stupid.
About that. You know, it depends on the individual, of course, you know. But
individual?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. He could have appointed Tenet or Bremer or anybody or a thousand other.
Tell you, Wellstone was a Jew, but he was not too popular within his circles because he opposed the Zionists in Israel, their plan. And so he was an exception, definitely. And there are a few.
Well, yeah, but they're few and far between. There's probably a couple of decent crocodiles somewhere in the middle of Africa that wouldn't harm a human being if their life depended on it, but I wouldn't want to go swimming with them to find out who they are.
Like I said, though, you know, you were right, but unfortunately, it's those that look like a friendly crocodile and say they're not crocodile, but they're Christian crocodiles. Those are the ones who will do more damage and more harm every time, my friend.
Absolutely.
So watch for them. And
I don't have to watch for them.
Be on the watch and look out.
If it's appointed by any politician in the United States, it's automatically wrong. Except if Ron Paul would be in charge of the nominations, then I might say, hey, we might have to take a second look at this fellow. Other than him doing it, I have no confidence at all whatsoever.
Well, obviously. That goes without saying, right? Okay,
right.
Thank you, Jim. Appreciate
right.
the call. And yes, indeed, can any good thing come out of Washington? Well, very little. Very little. And this is another example of that. But, you know, I mean, let's face it. There are bigger fish to fry. And the Attorney General's office, yes, is one of the agencies of the government that, of course, is forging ahead with this revolution to destroy our liberties rather than protect them. However, the neocons are still determined to start war again and continue the war in the Middle East. That will come up also later in the program. Stay tuned. We'll take your call when we return right here on Uncensored Radio Free America. I'm Rick Adams.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains six DVDs that contain 10 different programs, two books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
How dare you call yourselves patriots and heroes? If you say the government is in a conspiracy to take your freedom away, you are just plain wrong. There is no freedom.
And we are back. We are going to continue to take our calls right here on the program, 800-313-9443. I just brought up the Greenspan book, of course, but that's one of many topics to come up tonight, many columns to talk about while we have the opportunity and before we have more guests in the week. So let's continue with this and anything else that needs to be brought up right now. Let's talk to Ernie in Virginia. Hello, Ernie.
Hello, Rick.
Hey.
Could we just talk a minute more on Mr. Greenspan?
Yes.
Yesterday, I was reviewing a number of articles on the Internet, and this one article from the Times Online and the British publication was referenced by Drudge Report or linked by Drudge Report, News Reviews, Rents, and many others. And they said that the title was, "Alan Greenspan Claims the Iraq War Was Really for Oil." And apparently that had shaken the White House by declaring that the prime motive for the war in Iraq was oil. Well, later on in the day, I was looking at CNN, and there was a lively discussion between a representative from National Review and another party, and the National Review person wouldn't answer the question, and then he admitted, oh, yeah, everybody knows it was for oil. But then later on 60 Minutes, they had an interview with Mr. Greenspan and Andrea Mitchell, his wife, and there was no discussion about that at all. So I was very disappointed. And today, in marked contrast, oh, yes, that came out in the book, but, you know, there was a, like a retraction, sort of speak. Well, it was largely about oil, and then we needed to Saddam Hussein, as you said, posed a threat to the security of oil supplies in the Middle East. But the reason why I bring this up, and this is very important, if you remember the context of what was happening back then, when Saddam Hussein really, in response to the sanctions and actions and bombing and so forth, he said no more. He would not accept another dollar for payment for oil. It would have to be in euros.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when it ratcheted up, and that's what I thought was the spark to cause the war.
And who was chairman of the Federal Reserve System then?
Oh, Mr. Greenspan.
I thought so.
Right, but he does. Obviously, he must have forgotten the dollar versus the euro. But
yes,
he
overlooked it.
Yeah.
Well, he's only, you know, had only 500 pages, you know.
Right.
I mean, that's not enough to get into everything, you understand?
Right.
Particularly his role in this treasonous adventurism.
Right. Well, when these countries don't fall into line, and I think Iran has also said no more dollars, mm-hmm. and after the trade embargoes and restrictions, whatever, and all the threats, they said no more to dollars. So, naturally, if you look at the Iraqi experience, you can sort of expect the Iranian experience might follow. But time has passed, and we haven't seen the attack yet. And the Jerusalem Post, I think it was last mm-hmm. Thursday yep. or Friday,
yes,
reported that the attack would come within the next 6 to 8 months.
Mm-hmm.
But then I read somewhere that somebody had bought all these put options, invested $1 billion, and could make $2 billion if the market crashes sometime next week. We don't know if that's another false, you know, misleading disinformation type of thing or not. We see a lot of that. But I want to bring up some now important things that's coming up. Again, there's a major issue, the DREAM Act that you talked about mm-hmm. last week.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if the Senate voted on this, but essentially the DREAM Act will give amnesty to any illegal alien claiming to have arrived in the U.S. prior to age 16. That's Amendment 2237 to the Defense Authorization Bill. And you've had some discussion on it, but for those listeners who have not heard it, any illegal can apply no matter the current age. So if a 35-year-old illegal can make a claim to have been in the U.S. prior to age 16, he can apply.
Yes, Mr. Durbin. Would like to have you support that measure.
Right, and don't forget the anchor babies or the children who are now grown up, and it creates millions of potential anchor teens under this bill, and if they meet the criteria, and the documentation is suspect, how you satisfy the criteria, if you just declare that you were here before 16, I think anybody can meet the criteria. Mm-hmm. But it creates another direct amnesty path for any family members of the teenagers or the people who have been here since before they were 16. So we have potentially, 30, 60, 90 million more people?
Mm-hmm. Hey, that's what America's all about, isn't it?
Right, and if they apply, if this DREAM Act gets passed, and any illegal alien applies under that, applies for legalization under the act, they cannot be deported. And I don't think they can be deported for any prior crimes they may have committed mm-hmm. as illegal aliens. So, you know, where is the Senate taking us?
Well, we know. We know they're bought and paid for. We've seen this time and again. There's no longer any delusion that most of these senators deserve to be axed one way or the other. These guys have sold this country down the river.
Right. And you were talking about the increase in the money supply and how, you know, essentially the purchasing power of the dollar has really dropped and dropped vis-a-vis other currencies, maybe 40 to 50% in the last 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
Our purchasing power has really declined versus other countries. But look at the growth of the deficit since President Bush has been in office.
Well, we just had here in Rhode Island, we had former Senator Lincoln Chafee quietly leave the Republican Party. He took his name off the Republican rolls, disaffiliated now with the Republican Party, and he had the gall to talk about this party as being dominated by big spenders. You know, people like Bush who want to cut taxes, allegedly, but spend more. Well, in fact, that's exactly what Link Chafee has always represented. His father and the rest of them have always been big spenders and supporters of an increased federal government and federal role in areas where the federal government shouldn't be. So, you know, it's humorous to watch these people make no sense whatsoever, disaffiliate from the Republican Party, and then pretend to be independent when you and I both know, if you look at their records, these guys have done everything that George Bush has done, only they've pretended that they were independent. They were objective about it. You know, George Bush is a Democrat. George Bush is a socialist. George Bush is a Zionist. He's an internationalist. He's a globalist. And Link Chafee knows that. Link Chafee, his only claim to fame was in opposing the war and opposing these neocons in this administration. Other than that, he is as Democrat can be.
Oh, absolutely. But, you know, there's a pattern to what we believe is madness or irresponsibility or lunacy here. None of this stuff adds up. But if you go back to and look at the big picture, Rick, what the deal is, you know, it's to bankrupt the country, and they've done a wonderful job. And
yes.
Greenspan's own actions and his indifference to the subprime mortgages fiasco, and no regulation, no oversight. And he admits he was aware of the problem, but he wasn't aware of the magnitude. Give me a break.
And, that's like somebody coming into your house who's a termite inspector. That's all they've ever done, home inspection for 40 years, you know, comes in and says, well, you've got a little problem here and there. And then says, well, I didn't realize the house collapsed because you had a bigger problem than I imagined. I find that very hard to believe.
Oh,
I
do too, Rick. And we have a couple other important measures coming up, and then I'll wrap it up. But
yeah, sure.
No to the hate crime legislation. We know that's going to come out again, and you've
anytime they're waiting to resurrect it and push it through, and then of course if they can push it through, because we haven't done enough to stop it, George Bush says that he would like to veto that bill, and you know how he has a way of saying one thing and doing another.
Oh, yes, and because he wants the Mexican trucks on the highway so much.
Mm-hmm. And he's got them. He's got them already rolling in.
Yeah, and even though, let's say, the Senate has voted against it in authorizing or saying no to the program, you know, what's to keep them from continuing the drive across the border?
Nothing, absolutely nothing.
Right. And the other thing is this UN Convention on the Law of Sea Treaty, which mm-hmm. would give the UN jurisdiction over the oceans, mm-hmm. which President Reagan fought hard against. President Bush wants us to give the UN more authority, and under that bill, or under that convention, it would give the UN international taxing authority. So we have the UN given a bigger role here. We have the North American Union in the background and the NAFTA superhighway system that the president has denied. But the evidence has been so great in Dr. Corsi's book that it's a bestseller. And then mm-hmm. to wrap this up, I want to ask you about mm-hmm. the bill. This is Senate Bill 185, the Specter-Leahy Amendment to mm-hmm. restore habeas corpus.
Mm-hmm.
If you remember, when the president took on the power to declare anyone he wants, including U.S. citizens, to be an enemy combatant, this goes back 1 year ago, to the Military Commissions Act of 2006.
Mm-hmm.
We have all these detained people at Guantanamo Bay and no rights to a trial, and he can declare any citizen an enemy combatant, the president does. Now there's an effort in the Senate there's another amendment to the Military Appropriations Act,
mm-hmm.
and that is Senate Bill 185 to restore habeas corpus.
Mm-hmm.
Now, why are they playing this game? Because it's mm-hmm. the same people
yes.
that help bring this in and undermine our rights.
Well, it's exactly what's wrong, and this is why these attempts to try to put riders onto major spending bills like the Defense Authorization Act are very bad, but they do it every time. They're bad policy. They're dangerous. I mean, they can work both ways. You know, they can do good as well as evil. But here, most of this is, unfortunately, not for the good of the country. As you point out, the DREAM Amendment, S-774, introduced as Amendment 2237 to the defense bill by Dick Durbin, and that was in July, and now he has 16 co-sponsors. And this would allow the children who were legally entered the country before age 16 and have lived here for at least 5 years to gain conditional legal status, and they're trying to sneak it through the Defense Appropriations Bill, among other pieces of legislation that you just mentioned. So,
absolutely.
I mean, it's incredible how they will never cease to continue to do the bidding of these globalists and these criminals that puppeteer them, unless the American public denies them that opportunity. And the American people now have to constantly deluge their senators and tell them, and
they're so sneaky with these amendments, and they don't have an open discussion on these things, and they don't bring in, and I'm sure on that UN Convention on the Law of the Sea Treaty, they will bring in their groups that are in favor of it and not have any opposition. Mm-hmm. They're stacking the deck, and it's we're left, the people, to combat them.
Yep.
At every turn.
Insane.
But then they do this circle run, like Senator Specter, who would not allow, when he was chairman of the Judicial Committee, he would not allow Senate Bill 1313 to go out on the floor, which would restore private property rights that the House had so overwhelmingly approved. And yet then he switches. Remember, he was leading in the fight for amnesty. Then he leads in the fight to, against the Mexican trucks because of safety issues.
Mm-hmm.
And he helps support the Patriot Act and these other measures. And then he switches sides and mm-hmm. comes back and goes the other way and says, well, we need to restore habeas corpus. Mm-hmm. So we got politicians switching back and forth playing
the game.
Well,
that's the art of politics, isn't it?
Oh, it is.
It's the art of compromise.
Yes, but the people of Pennsylvania will not hold that senator accountable.
Nope. Well, I mean, unfortunately, it's across the board, really, in most states, and that's because not enough constituents know what the senators are doing and their reps, and not enough care, and that is essential. If they can sneak it through, they know they've won the battle, and that's what these special interests demand of their little puppy boys and girls in Congress, and that's what they're getting. Unfortunately, they're trying to get it piecemeal again, and we have to do what we did before the recess, and that is to say, nope, it's going to go down, and it's going to go down hard for them, because we're not going to tolerate it anymore. We just can't.
We have to keep it up. We got to keep calling, and you know I will, and others, and friends of mine will, and I encourage all your listeners to please call this week. It's very important we stop this amnesty bill and prevent this hate crime legislation from getting passed in the Senate. We got to keep the heat on. And next week, that's when Senator Biden is supposed to introduce or get on the floor the vote on the UN Convention on the Law of the Sea Treaty, and we've got mm-hmm. to say no to that.
There are three major pieces of legislation, to say the least, and there's more to come, but we have to do it now, and now is a critical time as they get close to the end of the year. All right, Ernie, thank you very much for the call.
Thank you, Rick.
As usual, and very good points that need to be addressed, ladies and gentlemen. They need to be addressed. This illegal entrance into the country has now been given a new lease on life, as I told you it would, this past summer, piecemeal, with Dick Durbin's attempt to affix this rider to the Defense Authorization Bill, H.R. 1585, for the next fiscal year. And this is the DREAM Act. We talked about it Friday night, for those of you who listened, with our guest, and, of course, the act was introduced as an amendment to the defense bill by Dick Durbin from Illinois way back in July, and it has 16 co-sponsors, and
You know who they are. You can just imagine. And what it does is it allows children who come into the United States illegally before the age of 16 and who have lived within the United States for at least 5 years to gain conditional legal status and eventual citizenship if that person attended a college or joined the military for a minimum of 2 years. Isn't that nice? Get them in the military. They're illegals. We'll put them in anyway. Now we can use that as the pretext for which we can give them citizenship. Oh, isn't that nice? Well, we can do that for all of Mexico then, can't we? All of Guatemala, all of El Salvador, all of Honduras. We can do it all the way down. Let's go right to the South Pole, huh? Give me a break. All right, we got to take a break. And then we'll be back with your calls just ahead. Those of you on the line, there is an available line for you at 800-313-9443. That is the magic number. The program is Uncensored. Radio Free America with yours truly, Rick Adams. I call myself Radio Avenger, also the Paul Revere of talk radio. What we're trying to do is sound the alarm, ladies and gentlemen, as Paul Revere did. Wake up! It's not the British who are coming. They're already here. Wake up and smell the fire. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
See, the vigilantes are a mob. These badges make us legal.
We're the law. And the law has the right to shoot up a mob.
Yes, yes, Mr. McCasey, yes. All right, we're back now. Let me go back to the telephone and say hello to Henrietta in Connecticut. Hello. Yes, Henrietta. You're on the air now. Oh, you're not on the air now. I don't know. Where did Henrietta go? I don't know where she or he is. Okay, Rob, you've dropped off, too. Now, let's see. We have Gary in Tennessee left. Hello, Gary. Yes, sir, Gary.
Hello?
Hello.
Oh.
Good evening.
Good evening to you, Rick.
I'm here.
It's going to be a good week.
What's that?
I'm going to out-cynic the resident cynic from Texas.
Uh-huh.
I want to apologize to the RBN listeners for calling in twice in one day talking about the same subject.
Uh-huh.
But the previous caller was, I believe, in error in his expiration date of the $4.5 billion in put options.
Mm-hmm.
I heard from another source it was the 21st this Friday.
Uh-huh.
Now, you got the Fed's meeting tomorrow to adjust the interest rate.
Well,
you got $4.5 billion mm-hmm. that are going to go up in smoke unless the market drops 30 to 50%, as mm-hmm. I was told.
Mm-hmm.
And now we got six nuclear tip cruise missiles floating in Louisiana, which happens to be the very center east-west point of the United States. And one of those is supposedly missing. I'm getting kind of nervous.
Why?
Don't you know
that we have a fearless leader that's
yeah,
going to make
right.
sure all is well?
Yeah.
He
hasn't met my decider yet.
Hmm?
He hasn't met my decider yet.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I got you.
I'm sure the rest of the crowd does, too.
Mm-hmm.
It's the first time I've said that one.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems like there's just too many ducks are lining up in a row here. You got the Military Commissions Act and John Moore Defense Spending Act, mm-hmm. rid of habeas corpus and posse comitatus, which right now basically Bush is the dictator if he wants to be.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure we're even going to have a 2008 election, but for them to drop the market 30 to 50% between now and close of business on Friday the 21st,
mm-hmm.
there has to be some type of catastrophic event happen. And the only thing I can think of is, well, you know, Israel, I guess they already nuked Syria a couple of days ago.
Oh, I don't know.
But,
We've heard about an attack.
Maybe they'll just throw a nuke attack on Iran and that'll drop the market, or these six nuclear tip missiles might be turned loose on six cities,
uh-huh.
on six different planes. But I just got a really funny feeling about what may happen in the next 4 or 5 days. And then, of course, you got the promise of the Russians and the Chinese of a nuclear retaliatory attack, nuclear-wise, if we do attack Iran. So
certainly
God,
much to mull over there, Gary.
This could be the beginning of World War III this weekend.
All right, we'll watch for it. Thank you, Gary. We'll keep our eyes and ears opened and not worry about a thing. Rick Adams, be right back. Hour number two coming right up. I'm Rick Adams.